Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Tighter controls put in place in Kozhikode, Kerala to contain Nipah virus infections. Adjoining states also on alert. Aditya L1 spacecraft successfully completes fourth earthbound orbit maneuver. The final G20 Global Partnership meeting for financial inclusion underway in Mumbai. Government tests emergency alert system by sending messages on smartphones across the country. Death toll in Libya's Derna city surges to 11,300, 10,000 still missing. And in Asia Cup cricket, India and Bangladesh to play last Super Fours match at Colombo this afternoon. In Kerala, tighter controls have been put in place in Kozhikode to contain Nipah virus infections. Samples of 15 persons belonging to the high-risk category, included in the Nipah contact list in Kozhikode, were sent for testing yesterday, while 11 samples collected earlier tested negative for Nipah virus. The Kozhikode District Administration has declared a holiday for all education institutions till tomorrow. The administrator of Mahe, an enclave near Kozhikode, under the Union Territory of Puducherry, has also declared a holiday for all education institutions today and tomorrow. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said isolation wards have been arranged in private hospitals in case the need arises. 234 people were traced yesterday as part of the Nipah surveillance. 950 persons are on the contract list, of which 213 are in the higher risk category. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar also reviewed the steps taken on containment of Nipah virus outbreak in Kozhikode. She visited the Indian Council of Medical Research, National Institute of Virology in Pune and took stock of preparations in this regard. Karnataka State Health Department has issued an advisory to enhance surveillance in Kodagu, Dakshin Kannada, Chamarajanagar and Mysuru, bordering Kerala to prevent any potential entry of Nipah cases reported in Kozhikode region. The roads connecting the two states have been monitored closely. The district rapid response teams are formed in these vulnerable districts and the district hospitals have reserved beds for quarantining the suspected cases of Nipah. The advisory has suggested that the hospitals stock up essential drugs and oxygen. Any information on persons with Nipah virus symptoms in private hospitals, clinics have to be reported to the district health officer. In Puducherry, dengue claimed two lives this week. The health department has geared up coordinated vector control measures along with treatment facilities. According to data released by the Director of Health and Family Welfare, Puducherry, 1,175 dengue cases have been registered in the UT as of September 13th. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy held a meeting with health officials to review the situation. India's first space-based mission to study the Sun Aditya L1 spacecraft successfully underwent the fourth earthbound maneuver early morning today. ISRO has posted on its X handle that the ground stations at Mauritius, Bengaluru, SDSC, SAGR and Port Blair tracked the satellite during this operation. The new orbit attained is 256 kilometers into 1,21,973 kilometers. With the completion of four earthbound orbital maneuvers, Aditya L1 will next undergo a Trans-Lagrangian 1 insertion maneuver, marking the beginning of its nearly 110-day trajectory to the destination around the L1 Lagrange point. The fourth G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion meeting is underway in Mumbai. More than 50 delegates from G20 member countries, special invitee countries and international organizations are participating in the meeting. The GPFI members are holding discussions related to GPFI work regarding implementation of G20 GPFI high-level principles for digital financial inclusion, update of national remittances plans and SME best practices and innovative instruments to overcome common constraints in SME financing. A symposium was held yesterday on digital public infrastructure for energizing MSMEs. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that there should be a dialogue, debate and discussion in Parliament, but instead disturbance and destruction is taking place. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the students at the convocation ceremony of Makhanlal Chaturvedi National Journalism and Communication University in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh today. The Vice President also inaugurated the new campus of the university. Referring to the commercialization of media, the Vice President said, "It is important to give space to positive news in the media, and this is not a praise for any political party."
सभी जानते हैं पत्रकारिता व्यवसाय नहीं है, समाज सेवा है, पर मेरे से ज्यादा आप जानते हैं और बड़े अफसोस के साथ कह रहा हूं बहुत से लोग ये भूल गए। पत्रकारिता एक अच्छा व्यवसाय बन गया है, शक्ति का केंद्र बन गया है, सही मापदंडों से दूर हट गया है, भटक गया है।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, today tested Pan-India Emergency Alert System for Disaster Management. People across the country are getting flash messages on their smartphones in this regard. The NDMA is using this test to assess the effectiveness of the alert system and to identify any potential problems. They are further planning to conduct similar tests periodically in various regions. In Libya, the death toll in the coastal city of Derna has risen to 11,300, while another 10,000 is still missing. The Libyan International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society said the figure is expected to grow as the recovery effort continues and more bodies are retrieved from the mud. According to reports, most of the dead were buried in the mass graves outside Derna, while others were transferred to nearby towns and cities. The International Medical Corps says infectious disease is now a risk and more body bags are urgently needed. The World Health Organization has called the situation unprecedented. Earlier, the UN said most of the thousands of deaths in Libya's flood disaster could have been averted if early warning and emergency management systems had functioned properly. A crucial border crossing at Thorkham between Pakistan and Afghanistan, located on the Durand line, reopened to pedestrians and vehicles today. The border was closed for over a week. The clearance of trucks is in process and Afghan citizens are entering Afghanistan after clearance and passing immigration processes. Discussions between the Pakistani and Afghani authorities were in diplomatic deadlock since the 6th of September. The shutdown happened after an exchange of fire took place in a dispute over an under-construction Afghan outpost. This resulted in hundreds of vehicles carrying crucial products, commercial convoys and travelers being trapped on both sides. A delegation from Yemen's Houthi rebels have flown into Saudi Arabia for talks on potentially ending the years-long war tearing at the Arab world's poorest nation, officials say. It remains unclear what terms now have been discussed between Riyadh and the Iranian-backed Houthis. The Houthis have held Yemen's capital Sana'a since September 2014, but the trip comes after regional rivals Saudi Arabia and Iran reached a Chinese-mediated détente earlier this year, as there's been a flurry of diplomatic activity between the different parties in the proxy war. Russia said it was expelling two U.S. diplomats whom it accused of working with a Russian national charged with collaborating with a foreign state. The Russian statement said that First Secretary Jeffrey Celine and Second Secretary David Bernstein conducted illegal activity in maintaining contact with Russian citizen R. Shonov, accused of confidential cooperation with a foreign state. The U.S. State Department said the expulsion of the two diplomats was unprovoked and warned that Washington would respond appropriately. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ruchira Kamboj, has said peace has always been an important part of India's rich cultural and philosophical heritage. She said this at the Discourse on Peace event in New York yesterday.
India has embraced the ideals of non-violence, harmony and coexistence. The teachings of great leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, a champion of non-violent resistance and whose statue adorns the beautiful north lawns of United Nations headquarters here in New York, some of you might have already seen that, have profoundly influenced the country's approach to conflict resolution. Prime Minister Modi's frequently quoted statement that today's era must not be characterized by war stems from this approach and deep-seated belief.
Back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to all engineers on the occasion of Engineers' Day. In his message, the Prime Minister said that the innovative minds and tireless dedication have been the backbone of a nation's progress. He added that from infrastructural marvels to tech breakthroughs, their contributions touch every aspect of our lives. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also paid homage to the visionary engineer and statesman Sir M. Vishveshwaraya. He said Vishveshwaraya continues to inspire generations to innovate and serve the nation. Doordarshan is celebrating its 64th Foundation Day today. Starting from an experimental service on 15th of September 1959, Doordarshan has played a pivotal role in nation building. As the public service broadcaster, Doordarshan is serving the people by disseminating accurate information and authentic news and taking entertainment programs and culture to every nook and corner of the country. Doordarshan was started on 15th of September with the name of India Television, which was later named Doordarshan. Regular daily broadcasting began in 1965 as a part of All India Radio. In 1972, the service was extended to Mumbai and Amritsar. By 1975, this facility had started in seven cities. National broadcasting began in 1982. This year, color television was introduced to the masses. Today, Doordarshan has about 24 channels. It is the largest broadcasting platform in the country. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast active monsoon conditions over several parts in central and north India today and over central India till 17th of September. West India will have rainfall activity till Monday. Senior scientist IMD R.K. Jenamani told Akashvani that heavy to very heavy rain warning has been issued for Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh, heavy rain and lightning warning for Haryana, and heavy to very heavy rain warning for Uttarakhand for today and tomorrow.
The well-marked low-pressure area now lies over North Chhattisgarh and Nevarud. Under its influence, monsoon has been active mainly, and we have given the orange color warning mainly for Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh. Haryana also is given the orange color warning from the thunderstorm, lightning and heavy rain. Delhi will also likely to experience light to moderate rainfall today and tomorrow. Uttarakhand also is getting the heavy to very heavy rainfall, and we have orange color for Uttarakhand today and tomorrow.
Light to moderate, fairly widespread rainfall and lightning with isolated heavy rainfall is likely over Konkan and Goa, coastal areas of Maharashtra till Monday. Gujarat region will experience rainfall activity from tomorrow till Monday. East Rajasthan might witness rainfall till Sunday. Meanwhile, various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas receive light rain in the morning. In Punjab, several districts are experiencing light to moderate rain since morning. The average temperature has dropped by 1 degree Celsius due to this rainfall. More from a correspondent.
Most parts of the state are cloudy and wind is blowing since morning. Drizzle continues in many districts including Jalandhar since wee hours. The Met Department issuing yellow alert for Patiala, Mohali, Fatehgarh Sahib, Malerkotla and Ludhiana districts has warned of light thunderstorm and lightning at many places in these districts. Intermittent rainfall has also witnessed at many places in Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Amritsar and Hoshiarpur districts. This rain has brought some relief to the people from the humid heat. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In the Asia Cup cricket today, India will take on Bangladesh in the final match of the Super 4 stage at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this afternoon. The match will begin at 3 p.m. However, rain can play spoil sport. India has so far won 3 games. One of his match was washed out due to rain. India and Sri Lanka have already qualified for the final, which will be played on Sunday at the same venue. Sri Lanka defeated Pakistan by 2 wickets yesterday to qualify for the final. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Tighter controls put in place in Kozhikode, Kerala to contain Nipah virus infections. Adjoining states also on alert. Aditya L1 spacecraft successfully completes 4th Earth-bound orbit maneuver. The final G20 Global Partnership meeting for financial inclusion underway in Mumbai. Government tests emergency alert system by sending messages on smartphones across the country. Death toll in Libya flood disaster surges to 11,300, 10,000 still missing. And in Asia Cup cricket, India and Bangladesh to play last Super 4's match at Colombo this afternoon. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.